Welcome to Try It Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Carol Rowan is an Indiana University graduate where she earned a master's degree in vocal performance. After years of performances in opera and oratorio throughout the Northeast, Carol began teaching voice in 1970. Her students have ranged from soprano Amanda Pabian to the indie rock band The Cobbs to singer-songwriter Ryan Tennis. Carol's series of six classes titled Singing for the Tone Deaf begins Monday, October 15th at the Center for Musical Excellence at Salem College. And in the meantime, here's Carol. The road is
clear. They get classified around second grade because the common wisdom is that by second grade, you should have developed this skill, which everybody has. Because little kids, the world around, go, nya, 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 with no problem at all. But to have someone play a note, let's say, on the piano or the violin or something, and say, now repeat that. That particular skill is, it's a developmental thing, but it has a very broad range in terms of age when it's developed. But usually this testing is done in second grade, and then you get classified. You get told to stand in the back row and just move your mouth, or wouldn't you like to work on some other endeavor, Johnny, like our little newspaper.
The flag squad.
Yeah. And so having been classified that way, it's just like being told you're dumb. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So one thing they do is to stop trying. And it's so distressing to think how many people have been closed off from not only something that is inherent in them, but also from then the world of music, because they feel if they can't do that simple little thing, then, quote, I'm not musical. So their whole approach to music is something that others do, and they feel like they're on the outside of it, can't be part of it, can't get into it.
What's happening physiologically to shut that, what should be a natural ability down? What's going on physically?
What often happens, you know, when you're young and somebody says, try harder, what do? You squeeze up something because that's what you know to do, to try harder. And when they squeeze up the muscles around the ear, because you're told, well, you're not listening or listen harder, some variation of that. They squeeze the muscles up around the ear to listen harder.
Shutting it down.
Yeah, shutting it down.
I'm sure it's very different from student to student, but can you put me in that studio with you for a minute? And how do you go about breaking down some of these barriers?
Well, I never tell them they're wrong. You know, don't worry about the pitch. We'll get there. Building confidence that this is something that they can do. And I work a lot on the body, body consciousness. So if, when they begin to feel how, oh, yeah, I can feel my throat open there. Oh, I get it. It's supposed to be open. Then they're concentrating on something else, and they're free to be on pitch instead of trying to be on pitch.
My heart lies open in November.
My thanks to voice and stage presence educator Carol Rowan. Her research into the physiology of the voice and more than four decades of vocal instruction have led Carol to work with various vocal problems. Singing for the Tone Deaf, with Tone Deaf in quotes, begins Monday, October 15th at the Center for Musical Excellence at Salem College. You'll find links to more information on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.